My friends, before I start the podcast, I'm excited to invite you to sign up for my free Body and Life Reset Masterclass that is happening January 12th over Zoom. If you saw the title of this podcast and you got a little excited, like, yes, please, that's what I need, then you are going to want to sign up and join me. This is my first live masterclass dedicated to losing weight, getting in shape, and taking your health to the next level. And I will tell you, mindset is the most important piece of this. If you are heading into 2023 wanting to get healthier in any way, you're going to want to have your mindset dialed, and I am going to teach you how. So this will be a mindset and get healthy masterclass. We're going to be talking about how to deal with hunger, how to follow through, how to create a protocol, what to do when you give in to urges, how to want something and not eat it. Did you know that's possible? You can actually want something and not eat it. I'm going to teach you how. I'm going to be diving into all of it. So the link to sign up is in the show notes for this episode. You can also find it if you go and follow me on Instagram. You can find it. The link is in my bio. So now on to the podcast. Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to create an even more amazing life than the one they have already lived. I'm your life and business coach, Courtney Gray, and each week I'm going to be teaching you how to get what you want, how to get clarity, think bigger for your life, and realize you determine your happiness and purpose. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, episode number 50, a year in review. I'm so excited. Let me tell you why I'm so excited. I'm so excited because this is episode 50 and it feels kind of big and magical and amazing. And I'm so excited that I just found out on New Year's Eve that the podcast has hit 5,000 downloads, which for a new podcast is really, really great. And new meaning that I haven't even hit a year yet. I think February will be a year podcasting for me. But this is just so exciting. I was so excited. The company that I host my podcast with very randomly will just, whenever I hit a milestone, they'll send me this little image to post on my social media. And it was just so kind of magical that on New Year's Eve, I got, or maybe it was New Year's Eve Eve. It was right around New Year's Eve. I got an email saying, congratulations, you hit 5,000 podcast downloads, which is just, I'm delighted. So happy new year. I have been spending time reflecting on 2022, and that is what this podcast is going to be about. I truly believe that before we get started with goals and looking towards the future, which I'm already starting to do, I get so excited every year for a new year, but it's really important to take a beat and look back at the year you have lived. So every year I do a big written thought download about my past year. So if you've listened before, I've talked about a thought download is when you literally just get pen, paper, and you just write and you fill up usually a whole page with all of your thoughts. It's unedited. You don't question yourself. You don't judge yourself. You just really allow yourself to write. And I do this, I write about my past year before I go on thinking about what I want for the next year. When I'm writing this thought download, I'm writing about what worked, what didn't work, what made me happy, what made me proud, all the things. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you want a bigger life for yourself. You want growth and accomplishment. If you wanted to repeat the same year over and over and over again, you probably wouldn't be listening to this podcast because this really is the theme of this podcast. The theme is growing and living bigger, being intentional, and creating what we want in our lives and believing that more and more is available to us, even maybe than what we were taught is available to us growing up. So in order to make changes in 2023, we need to know how we got to where we are right now. Do not discount the importance of how you got to where you are now. Sometimes when I work with clients, there's almost a resistance to looking back. And there's people that are like, that year sucked, we're moving forward. But I believe even if last year you probably maybe even came to this podcast thinking last year sucked, I want to suggest to you to look at the year differently. Maybe there was something hard. Maybe there were some deaths. Maybe there was job loss. Maybe there was sickness. I don't know. But I'm sure that we can look at the year and come up with some things that were good and things that maybe you want to take ownership of and do differently in 2023. It really is like we're going to diagnose where you are right now, why you are where you are right now. When we know why you are where you are right now, we can figure out how to move forward. If you just try to start fresh without looking back, you can end up repeating some patterns that you're unaware of, some patterns that you're thinking that have created the results in your life that you're not even aware of unless you really take a hard look. I'm going to give you an example of why this is important. And I know that there are some people that don't like looking back. So that's why I'm kind of diving into this. But as an example, I had a coaching client come to me. She's an entrepreneur. She wanted to post more on social media. She was trying. She claimed to hate it. She was trying to like strong arm herself into doing it, but she kept not following through. And then she would shame herself. But she really realized that if she started showing up on social media more powerfully, she really could make more money. So she wanted to do it, but she kept not doing it. And she just wanted to coach on how can I start doing it? And we slowed down and we took time to not just start talking about setting up a protocol for her to post and move forward, but why was she so resistant to posting? Why was she so resistant to showing up? And that was another thing, is she really didn't want to show her face. Even though she was a beautiful woman, but she didn't want to show her face. She didn't want to do video. Why? And we really dove into the why. When we dove in, we discovered she had some past trauma from her childhood. And in fact, this trauma she had actually processed with a therapist, but she didn't realize that it really was, even though she had processed that trauma and was able to speak about it with me, it was still affecting her. And it was affecting her business. Who knew that childhood abuse can affect your business? It can. And so unless you really go back and say, why am I not doing this thing that I want to do? Or why am I doing this thing that I don't want to be doing? What is really underneath all of this? Unless you do that work, you can't really change it. And so by doing that, we really figured out, oh my gosh, we figured out some things for her of how this trauma was showing up in her business. Then what happened next time she went to post, when she had those same feelings creep up again, she could then kind of coach herself and go, of course, this is coming back. I've spent a lot of years feeling this feeling and I'm triggered and I'm feeling like I'm being seen. And I know that that's really hard for me. And she was able to understand it and therefore move through it. Let me give you another example. So let's say you've been trying to lose 20 pounds for a while and you maybe lost 5 and then gained 5 more back and then lost 10 and then gained 4 more back. And you know, yes, we can create a protocol. We can help. I can hold you accountable and teach you how to hold yourself accountable. But why has it been so hard? Like, what have you been thinking? What specific things are triggers for you? Are you eating because you're bored? Are you eating because you're depressed? Are you eating because you just are maybe addicted to sugar? What is actually going on? Instead of just plowing through and being like, this is it. This is the new thing I'm going to do. Let's take a beat and let's figure out what is going on. The why is so important. Then we can move forward once we have a more clear picture of what's going on. So let's look at 2022. I encourage you to give yourself at least 20 minutes and some paper to get these thoughts down. I promise you, there is magic in taking time to write this stuff down. I encourage you to start with what was great about 2022, even if it was a hard year for you. This might take a moment if you've already decided that 2022 was not great. It might take you a moment to go, okay, what was great? What were your best accomplishments of 2022? And what did you learn? Put that question at the top. What were your best accomplishments of 2022? And what did you learn? I love to start on a positive note. Some people like to very quickly move on to what they want to change. But again, we're realizing that this learning can really be amazing. So here's another question for you. How were you a badass in 2022? Especially if possibly you think it was not a good year. If you have evidence to point to the fact that it wasn't a good year, is it possible that you really showed up for your family in 2022? Is it possible that you were really there for people that you loved in 2022? Maybe you planned an amazing vacation or an amazing holiday for your family. Did you support someone that was going through a difficult time? Did you create some new habits? Did you love on yourself or did you love on one of your kids that was really struggling? If you look back and you struggle to find awesomeness, this is not necessarily a bad thing. It might just mean that you really are ready for change. It means that you have lived a year that you don't want to repeat, but I really love diving in and figuring out why. I think sometimes people don't want to look back because they don't feel like they did enough. Maybe when they look back, they feel like I really didn't do that much. Maybe they kind of feel like they're discouraged. But even if this is true, it's a good place to start planning your 2023 because at least you know what you want to do differently. So here are some other things to ask yourself. What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn maybe about what you don't want? What did you learn maybe that you are tired of doing and creating for yourself? Did you get any clarity? Did you learn anything about other people in your life? Are there people that you might want to let go of, or at the very least, maybe not spend as much time being around or associating with? Maybe you want to distance yourself a little bit. If there were some hard things around this year, why were they hard? It sounds very, very simple, but sometimes people will say that was just really hard. Why? Why was it really hard? And do you like the way you showed up in those situations? At the very least, if you're proud of the way you showed up, that is a win. Did you have as much fun as you wanted to have in 2022? My husband and I went out for dinner the other night and we decided we want to have more fun in 2023. And when we say that, it doesn't mean lavish vacations, but we want to see our local friends more. We have so many amazing friends that we love so much in this town. And sometimes it'll be like 3 months and I'm like, oh my God, why have I not hung out with you? So we're like, we want to have more fun in 2023. Did you accomplish as much as you wanted to in 2022? Did you reach the goals you set? If so, how did you do it? How did you reach these goals? And if not, why not? And it's possible you learned from that situation and now you are going to be closer to accomplishing your goal if you take that goal with you into the next year. Sometimes it takes longer than we thought to reach our goals. And so that's very, very normal. When you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. I'm taking a moment to make sure you know that I work privately one-on-one with women to up-level their lives, to create an even more amazing life than the one they have been living. The women who hire me know that they want more. They want more clarity, more control, more joy, confidence, fun, money. They realize that they have tried it on their own and they're ready for next level coaching. If this is you, head to my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com. There's also a link in the show notes and schedule a consultation so we can talk about you creating the life of your dreams. I can't wait to help you. So it's so much more powerful going into 2023 after really taking a look at what you created in 2022. After you do this big thought download of what you're proud of and maybe some things that you wanted to ask yourself why and get clarity on, take a moment to write down, what are my best accomplishments of 2023 and what did I learn? Make sure you hear the 2023. So now we're kind of getting a little more forward focused. What are my best accomplishments of 2023 and what did I learn? So yes, you are going to predetermine what you want to create in 2023. So you can consider these goals if you want to. For me, it's basically a map of where I want to go in my life. And one of my kids said the other day, Mom, what's your New Year's resolution? And I was like, oh, that's so funny. I don't even think about a New Year's resolution. I used to years and years ago, and I would choose one thing. Now I don't even think of a New Year's resolution. I do have a money goal in both businesses, but I think more of a map of where I'm going with my entire life. And so that is what I do. What are my best accomplishments of 2023? I do this in two columns. So write it in one, what are my best accomplishments of 2023? And then a space, and then write, what did I learn? So I want you to write down what you want to achieve in 2023 and what you're going to learn by achieving it. So last year, I wrote down 10 things for my life. It was not just my business, it was my whole life. I achieved 4 of them. 3 of them I did not achieve. And then the other 3, I actually changed my mind. I made an executive decision throughout the year that I'm very excited about all that. To me, if I can look at a list of 10 and think I achieved 4 of them, complete success. I am winning. You're welcome, world. You're welcome, me. So one of the things I achieved, of the four that I achieved, was I was starting this podcast. And it is really hard to start a podcast. It's no joke. So I'm very, very excited that I started, that it's doing exactly what I had hoped it would do. People are messaging me saying, oh my God, I love the podcast. Sometimes people are listening and then they are signing up for a free coaching call with me. And sometimes we go on to work together and sometimes we don't, and they still love the podcast. I don't care. It is working. It's just amazing. So here's what happens. When you decide what you want, and then you think about what you will have learned in the journey to getting that thing, you know what your growth is. I'm going to say that again, because sometimes my sister says when she's listening in the car, I'll say something really powerful. And then she's like, wait, what? So that was pretty powerful. So this, think about this column, this list, the two columns. This is what happens. When you decide what you want, right, you're going to say, what are my best accomplishments of 2023? You're going to put something in there that you want. I would shoot for 10 of them, something that you want. And then there's a space and you're going to say what you are going to learn in getting or creating that thing. That is going to be where your growth is. You're going to know right now, I'm going to have to be the woman that learns this lesson in order to get that. For example, I decided for this past year, I wanted to start this podcast. When I asked myself a year ago, what am I going to have learned in the process of making this podcast? I wrote down, I'm going to have to let Gracie Glass sell itself. That's my jewelry business. That was my main business. And I knew that in order to funnel my time and energy and love into this podcast, I was going to have to let a little bit of the Gracie Glass, not let it go, but let it sell itself. Be confident that it would still be bringing in money, even if I was taking a little attention away. And I knew that I was going to have to trust myself that I could do it. And I did. But I'm so glad I did that. I'm so glad I wrote that down. I want to do this podcast. What am I going to do? I'm going to have to let Gracie Glass sell itself. So all year I would go back to that. I have to trust that I am going to be able to take this attention away from Gracie Glass, attention away from the jewelry to put on the podcast. And so that was my work to do. So when you're saying what you are going to learn, that is your work for the year. What do you want your accomplishments to be in 2023? And what will you have to learn to achieve them? Who do you want to become this year? And you can really start small. This doesn't have to be huge. You can start small. Do you want to become the woman that says no more to others and says yes to yourself? That's a big deal. I remember when I started kind of actually being honest, when someone would say something, like I specifically remember when my kids were in elementary school and this girl came up to me and we weren't good friends, but she was very fun and nice. And we always had great conversations. And she said to me, hey, we were all talking and we think you would be really awesome to do the yearbook this year. And I said, oh no, I'm so sorry. I don't have time for that. And I said it so quickly that she was taken aback. And I think the reason she was taken aback is a lot of us women, we don't say no to shit we don't want to do. But I really, that year, that time in my life, I was like, I don't have time to be saying yes to stuff I don't want to do. And I said, oh no, I don't have time for that. And she actually said, oh, but you're so creative. And da, da, da. And I said, hey, I'm sorry, you're going to have to find someone else. This just is not something I can do. I'm working in the classroom and that's it. That's all I got. And I really allowed her to be disappointed. So start with something small. Do you want to be the kind of woman that wants to be able to make a coffee cake and not eat it? That again is something else I've done this year. I love making food for my boys. They eat all the healthy stuff I make, but they also love when I make coffee cake and when I make cookies. And my boys, now that they're older, are in the habit of, I'll come home, like, and it'll be 5 o'clock, and they'll just have 2 butters and 2 eggs out on the counter that they want me to make them cookies. And it used to be really hard for me because I'd be like, oh, if I make cookies, then I'm eating cookies and I don't want to eat cookies. All the things, but now I had decided I want to be the kind of woman that I can make cookies and not eat them. And sometimes I do. Sometimes I love me a cookie. Sometimes I love me 5 cookies. I'm not saying I don't eat cookies, friends, but sometimes I decide I don't want them and I can do that. Do you want to be a woman that wants to make $30,000 in a month? Do you want to be the kind of woman that starts a business? Do you want to be the kind of woman that starts wearing more bold clothing? These are all things women lately have come to me saying that they want this for themselves. And there's shit in their head that is holding them up from doing these things. Do you want to be a woman that follows through? Do you want to be a woman that starts to actually like go to the gym and then maybe you don't for a day because you don't feel good, but then you start right back up? What do you want from your life? Make a big list of what you want. And I also want you to pay close attention to how all these things will make you feel. When you get these things, how will you feel? After you have your list of accomplishments and the lessons for this year, ask yourself some of these questions. If you believed it was possible, what would you do? So if you believed it was possible to make $30,000 in a month, if you truly believe that for you, especially all you entrepreneurs out there that are listening, if you truly believed it was possible to make $30,000 in a month, would you be willing to do a video and post it on social? Would you be willing to put yourself out there and offer someone your product or service? Would you be willing to invest in your business? I was just talking to, I had a great free coaching call with a client that just signed with me. And we had a great talk about how women do not invest in themselves. Women entrepreneurs, I see, do not invest in themselves like male entrepreneurs do. Girls, I think we're a little bit late to the game. If you are going to have a business, you have to invest in your business. Yes, time, but also money. You have to feed the baby. You have to give your business some investment in order to grow and make more money. So if you believed if it was possible for you, what would you do? And I know you might think it's possible in general, but do you believe it's possible for you? How would you change the way you do things if you really believed that you could make some changes in your life? That is my little lesson for you. I hope you listened to this one twice, and I hope you will actually sit down with your AirPods and go through these questions and really, really focus on the last year, 2022, and then from there, you can really plan out a great 2023. And I want to just offer to you that big things are possible for you. And if you are in like mid-age, if you're between the age of 40, 50, 60, whatever, as a society, society has kind of told us that we are supposed to be kind of drinking and golfing and going on walks and I don't know what historically we have done at this age. I should have come up with some better examples. But I think that we are in an amazing time in history to do whatever the hell we want to. I think we can start a business for the first time, even if we've never been an entrepreneur. I think we can write a book, even if we've never written a book. I think we can start a podcast. I think we can start to do volunteer work. I think we can get in the best shape of our lives, even though maybe you haven't worked out in 10 years because you've been focused on your family. And that has been something you keep telling yourself. You're focused on your family, but you're ready to focus on you. So I will leave you with one more thing. On the 12th of January, I am hosting a free live masterclass. It's going to be fire. It is the Body and Life Reset Masterclass. This is going to be me coming to you over Zoom, and I'm going to be talking about how to get in the best shape of your life. And if you're wanting to lose weight, whether it be 5 pounds, 50 pounds, if you are wanting to get stronger, that's what my goal is this year. Last year it was my goal, and I'm keeping going with it. I'm getting stronger. I'm eating even healthier. I'm eating even more vegetables. I'm showing up for my workouts even when my life gets chaotic and busy. I am really, really wanting to take my health to the next level. This masterclass is going to be an amazing resource for you. So I invite you to come. I will link the link in the show notes for you to attend. There will be a replay if you can't be there live, but it's going to be powerful. So I think you should be there. I'm so grateful to you for listening. I'm so grateful that 5,000, it's not 5,000 people because I know some of you have binged all of them, but I can't believe, and I'm so grateful that so many people have downloaded this podcast. It's just, I'm so grateful. So thank you and happy new year. If you are ready to create an even more amazing life for yourself, if you are ready to get clarity and get moving, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click the link in the show notes or find me on social and at my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com.